Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Lighten the darkness of our hearts by your gracious visitation. So we prayed a few moments ago in the collect for this pink Sunday in Advent. We know we're almost there, but not quite yet. And so we pray, lighten the darkness of our hearts by your gracious visitation. Even on this Joy Sunday, we know that there is a darkness that settles upon the heart, which only Christ's coming can chase away. John's disciples knew something of that darkness. They had heard their master point to Jesus and proclaim him as the very Messiah, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. And when they complained to their master that Jesus was drawing lots bigger crowds and gathering even more people to himself, they heard John, their master, proclaim, "He must increase. Me, I must decrease." When their master John stood up to King Herod and confronted him publicly with his, oh so public, adultery with his brother's wife, Herod had tossed John into prison, left him there. And Jesus, when he got wind of what had taken place, just left. The disciples of John had darkened hearts. They didn't understand what was happening or why it was happening. I mean, come on, if Jesus was the true Messiah, how could he leave his beloved forerunner, John, rotting in Herod's jail? They loved John. They didn't understand, not at all. John, though, hears of what our Lord is up to, and an idea comes to him. He sends to Jesus through these men that are clinging to him as a bird to a dog. He sends these guys to ask, "Are you the coming one, or do we look for somebody else?" No, John is not in doubt here. How could he be? He who was filled with the Holy Spirit from his mother's womb and who confessed Christ while still in utero, he who knew from his godly parents all about the angel Gabriel and his visit to Mary and what that meant, he who in the muddy waters of Jordan saw the Spirit descend bodily on Jesus like a dove and heard with his own ears the Father's voice announce, "This is my beloved Son with whom I'm well pleased." No, John's heart, if it was darkened at all, was darkened by the sadness upon his own disciples' faces. And I suspect, well, of course, John knew what was coming. I don't think he ever expected to get out of jail alive. He was, you see, decreasing. These men before him, so loyal to him, so loving of him, what's going to happen to them? How could he make sure that they'd know what they needed to do? And so he sends them off, marches them off to Jesus so that Jesus, by his gracious visitation, might lighten the darkness of their hearts and us too. There are plenty of days when our hearts are weighed down and we simply cannot understand what is happening. Plenty of times when we think we can't take it anymore, when some other diagnosis report from the doctor's office, when another death of someone we love and treasure, it just seems too heavy to carry. And then we need the wisdom of the baptizer to send us to Jesus, to find out if he's the coming one or not. And what do the disciples of John, what do we discover when we come to Jesus? Well, here's the summary. The blind receive their sight, the lame walk, lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, and the dead are raised up, and the poor have good news preached to them. That's the message Jesus sends back to John making John's own disciples the witnesses of what they had indeed heard and seen with their own eyes, with their own ears. Do you think for a moment that the darkness was as heavy on them as they went back, that their hearts were as low as when they came? Not a chance. They'd been with Jesus, visited with him, and he with them. And that makes, all the difference. They had seen Isaiah's prophecies come to life in living color right before their very eyes. They had seen the dawn from on high shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death. They'd seen that Jesus is the healer of every ill, the very destruction of death, and that to poor sinners who rightly fear before the judgment of Almighty God, yet he is the very forgiveness of sins. This is the good news to the poor that is preached to them. Fear not. God hasn't left you in the dark. He set me as a light to chase it from your heart forever. In me you have been loved with a love that is immeasurable and deep and divine. Not the darkness of any sin of yours, not the darkness of your death will prove mightier than the light I bring, the light that I am. Blessed is the one who is not offended by me. So those guys go back hop, skipping, and jumping to tell John the good news. In this way, though, you see John secured their future. When the worst happened, they knew where to go. Matthew records just 3 chapters later that after John's execution, his disciples came and took the body and buried it, and they went and told Jesus. They had discovered where the light was coming from. They had discovered where the light was, whose coming could drive even that darkness, that loss, from their heart. And almost as though he were looking already at John's death, our Lord speaks to the crowds of the disciples of John, go away with lightened hearts. What did you go out into the wilderness to see? A reed shaken by the wind? What did you go out to see? A man dressed in soft clothes? Behold, those who wear soft clothing are in, did you get that? King's houses, slam on Herod, thank you. What then did you go out to see? A prophet? Yes, I tell you, and more than a prophet. This is he of whom it is written, behold, I send my messenger before your face, who will prepare your way before you. Prepare your way. For Jesus would walk the same way that John was getting ready to walk. Unjust arrest, ending in violent death. Jesus would walk the same way, though John's was the sword, his the cross. John would walk it ahead of him, forerunner in life, forerunner in death. But unlike John, Jesus would blast a hole right through death by enduring it. Blessed man that John is. Death had a claim on him, same claim on you, me. He was, we are, sinners after all. But death had no claim on Jesus of Nazareth, none. For you see, in him there was no sin. In him was only holy obedience and eternal life. Death thought it had swallowed him up for good, only to find that his death slew death itself. And this is the greatest light that he gives to our darkened hearts. He went, Jesus went, right into the darkness where John and all of us deserve to go in order. He went there to shine his light and bring us out of there and take us home with him. victor over death and the grave, forgiver and rescuer of his people. So, Gaudete, rejoice, you who have been baptized into him. His death is your death to sin. His life is your triumph over the grave. His body and blood, which he feeds into you, is your eternal righteousness. His gracious visitation still is the sunshine that alone can vanquish all the darkness of your hearts. John is not the light. He came to bear witness to the light. And today, again, John sends us to Jesus so that we might always know where to go when the darkness comes. In the holy name of Jesus, amen. May the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.